Chapter 20. Maeve stared at me for a long minute and licked her lips. "Look at you," she all but purred. "All pent up like that. You haven't had a woman in ages, have you?" I hadn't. I really, really hadn't. But that wasn't the kind of thinking that a professional investigator allowed to clog up the gears in his brain. I could have said something back, but I decided that if I ignored the taunt, maybe she'd get bored and leave me alone. So instead of taking up the verbal epee, I rose and drew out a chair for her, politely. "Sit with us, Maeve?" Her head tilted almost all the way to her shoulder. She stared at me with those intense green eyes. "Just boiling over. Maybe you and I should have a private talk. Just the two of us." My libido seconded the suggestion, and heartily. My libido and I generally don't see eye to eye. Damn it. "I'd rather just sit and have a nice chat," I said to her.
"Liar," Maeve said, smiling.
I sighed. "All right. There are a lot of things I'd love to do, but the only thing that's going to happen is a nice chat. So you might as well sit down and let me get you a drink." Her head tilted the other way. Her hips shifted in a kind of counterpoint that drew the eye. "How long has it been for you, wizard? How long since you sated yourself?" The answer was depressing. "Last time I saw Susan, I guess." Maeve made a disgusted sound. "No, not love, wizard. Need. Flesh." "The two aren't mutually exclusive," I said. She waved that off with an expression of contempt. "I want an answer." "Looks to me like there's all kinds of things you want that you aren't gonna get," I told her. I glanced at Fix and Lily, throwing a mute appeal into it. Fix gave me an apologetic shrug, and Lily sighed.
"You might as well indulge her, Harry. She's as stubborn as any of us, the only one who might give you the answers you need, and she knows it."
I looked back at Maeve, who gave me that same eerie, intensely sensual smile.
"Tell me, mortal, when was the last time flesh, new and strange to your hand, lay quivering beneath you, hmm?"
She leaned down until her eyes were inches from mine. I could smell winter mint and something lush and corrupt, like rotted flowers on her breath.
"When was the last time you could taste and feel some little lovely's cries?"
I regarded her without any expression and said in a gentle voice, "Technically, when I killed Aurora." Maeve's expression flickered with an instant of uncertainty. "You remember Aurora," I told her quietly, "the last summer lady, your peer, your equal. When she died, she'd been cut several dozen times with cold iron. She was bleeding out, but she was still trying to stick a knife in Lily, so I tackled her and held her down. She kept struggling until she lost too much blood, and then she died in the grass on the hill of the stone table." Dead silence filled the whole place.
"It sort of surprised me," I said, never putting any particular emotion on the words, "how fast it happened. It surprised her, too. She was confused when she died."
Maeve only stared at me. "I never wanted to kill her, but she didn't leave me any choice." I let the silence fill the room for a moment and stared at Maeve's eyes. The Winter Lady swallowed and eased her weight a tiny bit away from me. Then I gestured with one hand at the chair I still held out for her and said, "Let's be polite to one another, Maeve. Please." She took a slow breath, soulless, inhuman eyes on mine, and then said,
"I know now why Mab wants you."
She straightened and gave me an odd little bow, which might have looked more courtly had she been wearing a gown. Then she sat and said,
"Does the barkeep still have those sweet lemon chips of ice?"
"Of course," I said. "Mac, another lemonade for the lady, please." Mac provided it in his usual silence. As he did, the few people who were in the place cleared out. Most of the magical community of Chicago knew the ladies by reputation, if not on sight, and they wanted nothing to do with any kind of incident between winter and summer. They were safer if they were never noticed. Hell, if I could have snuck out, I would have led the way. When I defeated Aurora, there had been a healthy chunk of luck involved. I caught her with a sucker punch. If she'd been focused on taking me out instead of finishing her scheme, I doubt I would have survived the evening. Sure, I might have stared Maeve down, but ultimately I was bluffing, trying to fool the oncoming shark into thinking I might be something that could eat it. If the shark decided to start taking bites anyhow, things would get unpleasant for me. But this time, at least, the shark didn't know that.